Once again, Megan, I know you don't like this word, but I have to use it. Millennials are being compared to a previous generation.
I don't know why. I should be used to it by now. Still. But just the word millennial makes me want to upchuck.
It's every time. It's like you hear it for the first time every time. Well, if we can just power through this. Because this is actually very interesting because there's, of course, a lot of comparisons about millennials and previous generations. And, of course, there's the idea that we're entitled and all of the negative things. But
we don't know what we want.
But there's actually, I found this kind of fascinating because this is really, we're going back to a throwback, going back to old school. Millennials more likely to think women should stay at home than previous generations. So,
really?
Yeah, so in 94, there was a study done where 58% of students surveyed disagreed with the claim that the best household arrangement involved a male breadwinner and a female homemaker. So fast forward to 20.
Which is basically how, I mean, that's how my parents grew up. That's
yeah,
how
back in the day.
Grew up,
very
you know,
old school.
Very Leave It to Beaver.
Exactly. Fast forward to 2014, only 42% felt the same way. So that's actually gone down now. So we apparently think that women should stay at home and be the stay-at-home mom while the dad goes and makes the money and is the breadwinner for the family.
Okay, so it's like a reverse of where we thought we were going.
Yeah,
with this.
Yeah. And but if I mean, I was trying to think of reasons why, and the first thing that came to mind is if you have kids, you know. The cost of childcare is insane.
Are you
right
trying
now.
To make me look sick this morning?
I know. I said millennial and childcare while within the first couple of minutes. But
yeah.
From 2009 through 2016, the overall price for childcare in this country has risen 12% already.
Yeah. See, hearing things like that actually doesn't surprise me. It really doesn't shock me hearing that this, generation, won't say the name. What? Of course that we're the generation, it makes all the sense, that wants women to stay home. Of course we do. You know who wants that more than anyone?
Who is that?
Millennial women want that more than anyone.
Okay, well,
we're totally fine to stay home. This is the best generation to stay home.
Really? This is interesting.
And well, take care and go back to basics and back to how it was in the 50s.
I thought this was going to be a battle because of there's been the opposite movement from the 50s for forever. That's mm-hmm. the direction we're headed in. And I thought this was going to be a battle. I was going to have to tell you that, fiscally, it makes sense to have at least one parent mm-hmm. stay home and take care of the kids.
Fiscally, it makes sense. Yeah. I think more and more people are starting to realize the respect that it takes to be able to run a household and take care of kids and do all kinds of other stuff.
It's incredibly difficult.
And it's easier. It's easier now more than ever to work from home if you so choose. 10, 20 years ago, there was no Wi-Fi. There was no cells everywhere. You couldn't FaceTime or Skype for your meetings. And now you can do that more than ever. If we're going to stay home any generation, ladies, this is the one to do it. I don't think it's any sort of, the men have to be the breadwinner. Like, we could win by staying home.
Okay, this is not what I expected.
This is an easier time to stay home more than any time in history.
Huh.
Sure, honey, I will I'm gonna have the house spick and span when you get home. Bye. Turns on Roomba. Runs dishwasher.
All does it for
sits
you.
On couch. Oh, my God. Now I need dinner on the table when you get home. Okay. Orders Grubhub.
You literally don't have to do anything.
We're out of toilet paper. Clicks button for Amazon Prime. I mean, this is the best. If you're going to stay home, ladies, and run a household, do it now. Do it now. Our parents didn't have that luxury.
That's genius.
Mm-hmm.
This is women floated this idea,
yeah,
didn't
this
they?
This is totally our doing. Sorry. Sorry, ladies. I told the secret.
Spot blown up.
My bad. Wake it up.
Team
BXY
with Carter and Corey.